Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how do you know that your practitioner, and I'll add here coach, has your best interest at heart. This is a super important question because I know I, for one, am rather dismayed when I listen to what other people are doing, or even in some of the courses and trainings that I've taken over the years, from people who I once respected to people who I may respect for their information, but certainly not their personality or their new values since having last worked with them. Admittedly, this is very sad, but reality is what reality is. So, here's how you know. First of all, the practitioner is transparent with you regarding how they got into their profession. They tell their stories. And these are stories of transformation for themselves. Because my first rule of thumb is apply to self first and then apply to others. Because in my world anyway, it's very hard to help somebody to do something different if you yourself haven't learned how to do the same for yourself first. So in other words, I am known for going to different hypnosis conventions and trainings, and when the microphone is handed to me, I'll say, I'm Suzanne Kellner-Zink from Dawning Visions Hypnosis, Inc., and then I'll let them know that the best way to create a really viable practice is to work on those things that these particular practitioners have worked through for themselves and gotten some true success with. The second area they can work on are issues that they never had to fight on their own, but have learned how to decreate for the clients that they work with and had some very real success. Success that their clients have validated by having testimonials given to them. Yes, we hypnotists don't have HIPAA laws or any of the other garbage going on, so we can ask our clients to write testimonials for us, and I suggest that they do it from the perspective of what was their life like before they came in to see the hypnotist or coach, what was it like working with the person, and I always tell my clients to just talk about what a pain in the ass I am to them, forcing them to do their homeworks before we move on, because that's how you gain clarity and you succeed in this world, doing what is necessary to move on to the next steps, and then what the outcome was. If you don't see any testimonials on the websites that speak directly to the work that was done and how the lives of these clients has changed, then I suggest you find a different website. Because just knowing that someone did good work doesn't tell you a damn thing about the quality of the work. It really doesn't. It just tells you bullshit. So ignore those. Anyone who doesn't have testimonials on their websites, ignore them as well. The next thing that you need to know is you need to know that this person actually understands more than just the basics. So in other words, people are pretty complicated in terms of their biochemistry and how their minds work and how their bodies operate. And there's a lot of people out there who say that they can do miraculous things, but they have no understanding of these complexities. I'm going to give you an example. A lot of people suffer with something called depression. Depression is a syndrome. There are no tests that actually tell one if someone is depressed or not. As such, it's really not diagnosable as a true disease process. Depression is more of a sign with symptoms that something else is underlying the problem that is creating this presenting problem called depression. Because depression can be caused by all kinds of different things. I have a great article that Donna Ann wrote, I don't know, it was like May 2012, I think, in the Dawning Visions Hypnosis blog posting. And I can't remember the exact name of it, but 23 ways that one can feel depressed. And she goes into all the vitamins and nutrition that one might be depleted in, as well as hormonal issues, as well as medication interactions, breathing losses, on and on and on, 23 of them. And it's not even a complete list, but it's as complete as she could make it at that time. So what I want you to understand is that we need to understand that many of the reasons why people are stuck in their lives has to do with things that may not be so obvious. In the mental health world, of which I'm a specialist in, we might have something called anxiety, which might be caused by something called smoking pot that's been laced or has much more of these wonderful chemicals in them than they used to have when I was a kid, or something called obsessive compulsive behavior, which again could be through malnourishment. We have to be particularly careful of people who have leaky gut, celiac disease, anyone who has eating disorders where they're not able to get the nutrition that they need, which is the basis of neurotransmitters firing the way that they need to, actually being made and then firing the way they need to in order for a person to have a healthy functioning mind and body. The next thing that you need to understand is that this person has your best interests at heart. There is no problem spending as much money as you need to get a very difficult problem solved. My rates are going way up because, quite frankly, I've been doing this work for a very long time. I have over 30 years of experience working in mental health, physical health, and over 13 years of working in hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming. My clients get the results so long as they do their program, and in some cases, these people have actually had their lives saved by the work that we've done together. I'm not saying I saved anyone's life. I don't have the ability to do that. What I do have the ability to do, however, is to help someone who's feeling severely depressed, is abusing drugs, is into sex addictions where they could pick up AIDS or some other deadly disease, or dealing with certainly the eating disorder, of which anorexia nervosa itself is the largest killer of girls 15 to 24 years of age. I'd imagine that the price of the program would matter less than getting a person back into health and well-being, feeling good about themselves, especially if you're talking about teenagers, and even now, sadly, is affecting boys too, who do that illness a little differently, where they're working out a whole lot to build up their muscles, and usually it's gay boys or boys who feel they're gay who are getting involved in this particular mental health issue. Which is, by the way, as far as I'm concerned, an addiction because we're dealing with compulsive thoughts that lead to impulsive behaviors, which run their lives because they don't want to deal with the negative ideas that they have in their head, similar to every other addiction on the planet, including workaholism. I'll stop that rant at this point now. However, you get my point. You want to know beyond a doubt that this person can help you out. And I'm going to also give you something else here. If you're going to a person who is just selling you sessions, you're not going to get the work done because more often than not, people quit in the middle of the program or they'll stop before they have their issue resolved. The only thing that I offer my clients is different programs. They need to buy into the entire program. They need to pay for it and they need to do it. I have payment plans, so it's a little easier on them financially wise. However, just like with me, you know, when I buy a program to do something, yeah, I might give them a down payment and I make monthly payments on my credit card. That's what I've done to do all my hypnosis training, all my NLP training, all my personal work that I've done after I left the conventional world and really started working on me. I've also done this to learn marketing and sales and all the rest of the stuff that I've needed to learn to build this business. This is the way the world works. So if you actually want someone who has integrity and is taking a stand for you, even if you're having a hard time doing that for yourself, they're going to ask you for a large chunk of money, i.e. investment, so that you will put the effort out to make the changes that you're hiring this person to make. And if you're unwilling to do that, I have news for you. You most likely aren't going to get that much better. You might get a little few tidbits here and there. Sort of like when I used to see my ex-psych and be happy with one little tidbit here or there. But this did not change my life. My life didn't change, quite honestly, until I got rid of manic depression through doing some timeline therapy and knowing exactly what I needed to clear. A $15,000 investment at that time, back in February 2004. The 2.2-centimeter brain tumor I had disappeared from doing visualizations that I learned from my mentor of hypnosis. This was proven by the MRIs that were taken the second year after it was treated. My life turned around a lot when I learned my limiting belief through some neurolinguistic programming techniques as to why it was that I had to be sick or ill or in some way dependent on somebody else to take care of me. When all that stuff was taken care of through this work, I got my life back. And I'm not telling you that you have to hire a hypnotist. You can hire whoever the hell you want. I don't really care. Just make sure that that person has a proven record of success and that it's duly noted on their websites. If it is not, run the other direction. Now, this is the issue that you have with licensed practitioner people out there. Because of this thing called confidentiality, even age of majority people are unable to explain how well their work with these practitioner people and coaches went. So how the hell are you supposed to know if they know what they're doing and how well their treatment works for anybody else? It's absolutely ridiculous. It's outmoded, and it's really to cover these practitioners' butts, as we say. These are the rules according to the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, millions of social work associations, and the American Medical Association. Aren't you just so glad that they're protecting your butt and not theirs? I say jocularly to you. The wonderful and beautiful Dr. Catherine Jones, during the time that I needed to have treatment for my manic depression, I would not even have been chemically stabilized appropriately on the lithium and then the Lamictal that she put me on after that. However, I needed to get off all that crap for two reasons. One, because the lithium had created some closing down of my kidneys, so I got off of that stuff. And finally, I don't do conventional therapy at all. I'm a hypnotist, I'm an NLP practitioner, which means that my clients need to be able to trust that I can take care of myself using these same tools and techniques that I'm teaching them to do and using with them. Doing anything less than that shows incongruence on my part, which is why it's a really good thing that I'm no longer working with a psychiatrist or a psychologist or any of those types of people at all, because you need to know that if you hire me, you're going to get the results that you want using the tools and techniques that I have been able to use to clear my body and mind of those things that the conventional medical world said it was impossible to do. That is called congruence. It's called having integrity. The last thing that you want to do is to hire somebody who thinks that they have all the answers, but their life is still a mess. They have no freaking clue how to clear themselves of their messes, and they're acting like a two-year-old in certain areas and like an adult in other areas. And God, I saw tons of this at this last event that I went to. I talked a little bit about that in the previous podcast. How this amazing 15-year-old was able to easily take in the information that she was given and created some seed funding for her own business. Yes, a 15-year-old, to help other 15-year-old kids start their own businesses, and how she really looked at things from a whole different perspective than the average adult who is scared to ask for money for their nonprofits that they had already up and running. Go figure. This is the way it is. So those are my tools to show you how to find a competent practitioner to help you with your issues. How do you know you have a practitioner who does not have your interests at heart? Well, it's very simple. If you're feeling in your gut that it doesn't feel right, or you're feeling anxious, you're feeling depressed, or you're feeling like you were used or abused in some fashion with this person, the first thing you need to do is you need to have an open discussion about why you're feeling the way you feel, because it may be that they use some kind of technique that was there to push you out of your box. So there's nothing at all wrong with that. You just need to understand it for what it is. However, if that wasn't the case, fire that person and find someone who fulfills the requirements that I put forth. Thank you so much for spending your time here with me this week. This is Suzanne Conner-Zink. And if you have any questions for me, please go to the contact sheet on the dawningvisions.com website. D-A-W-N as in Nancy, I-N-G-V as in Victor, I-S-I-O-N-S.com. Fill it out. You're going to get another sheet coming back to you to ask specifics about hypnosis and the issues that you have. And please fill that out completely, and then we can have a half hour or 45-minute conversation to see if what I have can be of some help to you. I might have some really great ideas for you. In any case, I'd love to hear from you in this fashion. And by filling out those sheets, it will help us to have a much more constructive conversation when we set up a time to talk to one another. And in fact, when you do fill out those forms, please put in, there's no place to put it other than more information. Just put in the times and dates that you're available. Based on Pacific time, please, that you're available to have a chat, and I'll get back to you with the time that will fit in my calendar, because pretty much every day my calendar is different. So Thanks again for listening in to Claim Your Excellent Life, and have yourself a wonderful week. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.